Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 12. I have a brand new Bible. I told you Wednesday night, and it's so difficult for me. These pages are so hard to turn because they're, and believe it, it's hard to find your place in a new Bible. I've been reading it this week. Hebrews is still Hebrews in the same place, but because of the page, it just, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and mobile, I've had it for years and years, and I'm not throwing it away. I'm going to have it recovered. Long story short, I actually know when I go to Hebrews 12, my eye goes to that spot. You know what I'm talking about? You know where it's at. John 3:16, I know where it's at in that Bible, you know. And here I have to kind of accustom myself to the different, same Bible, but, you know, it's kind of just in different format, so to speak, in the writing. But as I was reading from God's Word in Hebrews chapter number 12, even though it's a different, so to speak, Bible, it's the same Bible. And I'm so glad that God's Word endures for him. It's pure. And let me just read from verses 12 to verse 17. Again, I really did try my best, and y'all are going to chuckle when I say this. I wanted to get through this whole chapter, finish this whole chapter, because we've been in Hebrews chapter number 11 for weeks and Hebrews chapter number 12 for weeks, and I want to try, but there's just so much here that I only got the first number 17 for the time we have allotted this morning in Bible study. So let me just begin in verse number 12. We'll read to verse number 17, and then we'll see what God has for us here. Hebrews 12:12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Notice the word is fail, not fall. Okay, it's a whole other story. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Now, when we get back up verse number 12, where we want to start our lesson, Bible study this morning, the word wherefore, and I've told you over and over and over again, that anytime you see that word wherefore or therefore, it's there for a reason. And literally the thought of where it says wherefore or therefore, it means because of what was previously stated. Remember last week we looked at about the chastisement of the Lord, and boy, what a difficult chapter the verses those were. At the same time, there are verses for us to know that when we're chastised of God, it reassures us of our sonship. We belong to him. If there's no chastisement, then we don't belong to him, and we're illegitimate. And the Bible used those strong words, the bastard, and it means you don't belong to him. You're illegitimate. Well, it reassures us that we belong to him. And then it brings blessed results. I mean, we finished that last week, because look at in verse number 11. Here's the results of your chastening. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. In other words, I used the illustration last week when a young child's whipped, they don't say, ooh, do it again, Daddy, do it again. You know, it's grievous, okay? But nevertheless, afterwards, after that chastisement, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. In other words, in verse number, he said it's for our profit. It's for our lives that we're the better for it. So we get to verse number 12. Wherefore, because of the stated premise, and it's a fact, because of that, he says to lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Now, it's an illustration of how most believers are walking around in the world today. With their hands down and they're walking. That's literally what that means. You get the picture? None of y'all will look like, you know. I mean, all y'all are cheery and happy and bubbly all over. But that's what he's talking about. When they're chastised, a lot of people of God, they're just moaning the blues. You know, why me? Why is this happening? Well, literally, it's talking about don't let the Christian life, lift up your hands. Don't let the go through the Christian life complaining all the time. Amen, preacher. So many people, that's all they do. I'm talking about believers. They complain. He's trying to encourage. This is, lift up your hands and your feeble knees. Stand up straight. He's not talking about being proud, but listen, we have something to be thankful for. Stand up straight and walk in the Lord. And then in verse number 13, and make straight your paths for your feet. Literally, he's talking about don't only just stand up, I want you to keep walking. A lot of people, well, that's it, I'm done. You need to get moving and make straight. The word straight means upright, the paths. That's an interesting word, the word paths in the Greek, and I'm not even, y'all know I'm not a Greek scholar, I'm not even an English, I butcher all the languages, okay? So I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because Temple's here. He could pronounce, I see him looking at, are you looking it up now? Oh, no. Okay. How you'd pronounce it. But what it literally means, the pass, it literally means a track of a wheel rut. Not just a path that you just simply walk, but it's more deeper than that. It's like you're in a rut. Now, that could be a bad thing. You know, you've heard the definition of a rut. If you're in a rut, it means you're in a grave with both ends knocked out of it, okay? That's not what this word rut means. It means that you're following a track. You're in a track that a path has been made that it's easily to be followed. There's people that have walked before you. I'll give you a good example of this, okay? In our backyard, we have a trail from our oak tree to our back door. To our porch. There's a little trail about that wide, a little path. And it actually has become worn down, okay, like a little rut. Who do you think made that? Our little dogs. I go out there and I'd feed the squirrels, you know, the ducks and all. And they run that path, that trail, that little rut that they have made. Okay, that's a silly illustration, but it's been there, and people have crossed it. Are y'all following the thought? People have gone ahead, and they've made the trail. They are trailblazers, and they've gone before. So remember, we looked at Hebrews chapter number 11, that great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us. And that's what he's reminding, that to make straight those paths for your feet. Another definition, it's a course of conduct, okay, that which is lame, the word lame means maimed or crippled. So let's put this together. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame, that which is crippled, that which is maimed, be turned out of the way. It's interesting. It talks about being turned out of the way. Again, he's thinking of these of your arms and legs. The turned out of the way is that thought about your limbs that are twisted or broken. He wants you to stay straight. The path. Use an illustration here. Staying in that path, lest your limbs become broken, twisted, and turned. Okay. I hope you get the picture here. And then he goes a little farther. But let it rather be healed, be cured. Be made whole again. What this is talking about is talking about the believer's walk for others to follow. We're already following others' tracks, trails, those ruts that they've left behind. Now others are following us.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.